A Promise Kept by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 18. Janelle could hardly wait until Tricia's birthday party on Friday night. Tricia was turning 11. The invitation promised games, refreshments, and a video. It was the last party of the school year before Janelle's friends went their separate ways for the summer. Janelle was the first to arrive at the party. Once all the girls had arrived, Tricia led them to the family room. Crepe paper streamers decorated it. After they had birthday cake and Tricia opened her presents, she pulled out the video. "Look what movie I have! My big brother rented it." Janelle recognized the video as an R-rated movie. In family home evening, her parents had talked about the right and wrong kind of movies. She knew if she stayed to watch it, she would be going against the standards they'd tried to teach her and against the teachings of the prophet. President Hinckley had spoken out against seeing bad movies. Then she thought of the promises she'd made at the time of her baptism. "I'm sorry," she quietly said to Tricia, "but I can't watch this. I think I'd better call my mom. She'll come to get me." The disappointment in Tricia's eyes nearly caused Janelle to change her mind. Then she remembered her parents' counsel that if she ever felt uneasy or worried in a situation, she should call them and they would come for her. She found Tricia's mom in the kitchen. "Mrs. Powers, can I call my mom?" Janelle asked. Mrs. Powers looked up from where she was putting plates in the dishwasher. "Is anything wrong?" Janelle didn't want to get Tricia in trouble, but she knew she couldn't stay at the party. She explained about the movie. Tricia's mom looked troubled. After she showed Janelle where the phone was, she hurried downstairs. Janelle called and told her mother what was going on. "I'll be there in 10 minutes," her mother said. Just then, Tricia and the other girls trooped upstairs. "We aren't going to watch the movie," Tricia told Janelle. "Please don't leave." The rest of the girls nodded in agreement. "I thought it'd be cool to watch that movie, but I knew it wasn't right," Tricia added, her face reddening. "We thought we'd play some games." Janelle grinned. "Let me call my mom back before she leaves and tell her I'll be staying after all." "Thanks, Janelle," one of the other girls said. "If it hadn't been for you, the whole party would have been ruined." Standing up for what she believed hadn't been easy, but Janelle was glad that she had. Tricia threw her arms around Janelle's neck. "Thanks for staying. The party wouldn't have been the same without you." Janelle hugged her friend back. Sidebar. To our young people, I say be true. Hold to the faith. Stand firmly for what you know to be right. President Gordon B. Hinckley, an ensign to the nations, a light to the world. Ensign, November 2003, page 83. End of sidebar. End of the article, A Promise Kept, by Jane McBride Choate.